Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Randy Fizer, who's the CEO with ASID, American Society of Interior Designers. Randy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well. I spoke to you briefly at NeoCon, and we set up this time because you have an interesting presentation. You gave the 2014 Outlook and State of the Industry Report. We'll get to that in just a minute. Let's talk a little bit about your background. Really impressive credentials. Looks like you moved around a lot as you were studying before you embarked on your career. You went to Northern Arizona University with an undergraduate in human resources, and then you went to the University of Georgia and studied more in that area, and then got an MBA in international business from Georgetown University. So very impressive credentials.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you making the time for this call.
All right, so for those that might not be aware of who the ASID is, why don't you give us a little background, and also tell us, as you're doing that, what the difference is between the ASID and the IIDA.
Sure. So ASID is the largest organization representing the interior design profession as a whole. So what that means is we actually represent designers, particularly in the interior space, who are practicing in healthcare, in workplace, residential, institutional, and all the vertical markets that make up the building, design, and construction industry. What we do is we create opportunities for people who are either in mixed practice or in deeply within their own practice to have conversations about design. We also look to improve the understanding of what interior designers do and elevate the practice of interior design through our research. And we do advocacy on behalf of the profession as well. It is the only organization that represents all of the vertical markets of interiors. So the difference, IIDA has historically, through its roots and in some recent communications, has been focused on the commercial sector, where ASID represents all of the vertical markets of interiors. IIDA tends to focus most of its energy on the commercial side of design in interiors. And so that's the big differentiator. The way I sometimes refer to it as the American Society of Interior Designers is sort of the American Medical Association of Interiors. And if you want to be a part of that, then ASID is the place for you to be.
All right. Okay. So the way I've always understood it, maybe it's oversimplification, is that you have more members that focus in the residential area, and yet you do look at both commercial and residential, right?
We have a blended mix as an organization of people who practice primarily in the residential space, people who practice primarily in the commercial space, and then people who have mixed practices that touch both. We touch all of the markets. I think it's been in the industry, it's been sort of simplification of looking at our organization and being, our natural tendencies to compare to organizations, because IIDA has a very strong focus on commercial, is that there has to be another organization that represents residential, and that's what ASID is. But actually, in the history, ASID has strongly represented the commercial sector. Some of our strongest leaders in the interior design profession are ASID members who are leading Gensler and Perkins & Will, HOK, and all the other large commercial firms. And we have tended to be an organization that really has advocated and advanced the practice of commercial design. So a lot of our research that we do as an organization has really pushed the boundaries of the body of knowledge of interiors and really advanced it. We were the organization that helped we were the initial founding of VOSGBC. We were also the folks who helped start CETA, which is the accrediting body for interior design education, and IDEC and the NCIDQ exam. So ASID has been at the forefront of really raising the profile of interiors across all the dimensions of design.
I've got to mention, just to add on to your credentials, I've got a brand new edition of Sustainable Commercial Interiors written by Penny Bonda, and it's got your logo on the front of it. She used to be, I guess, one of the volunteer leaders of that organization, and it's kind of the latest book on sustainability and interiors. So, and it is focused in the commercial area.
Absolutely. And Penny has been a very strong leader and advocate on sustainability, and has been a very strong leader within ASID over the history of its organization. And her new book is just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about this report. You did have an event at NeoCon, and you presented the 2014 Outlook and State of the Industry Report. Give us a few highlights of that, if you would.
Sure. The good news for the industry and for the entire sector of the built environment is that things are moving in a very positive direction. The economy is getting stronger. We are also beginning to see that the growth in the marketplace, we have an interior design billings index that we do, and we do a monthly outreach to a set of folks who give us their billing on a monthly basis and let us know if they've gone up or down. They look at their inquiries for new work. Mm-hmm. All of those have been in the positive range for over a year now and are continuing to move into stronger positive territory. We actually see interiors as a leading indicator of the economy, and we actually work with the American Institute of Architects on their billing index and cross-pollinating them through our economists and their economists. And what that does is really allows us to show that interiors is a leading indicator and architecture is a lagging indicator. People are looking to refresh spaces before they're looking to build new buildings. So we can kind of use these two metrics as a way of indicating the health of the economy. With that, we see that there's going to be about 19% growth in interiors between now and 2020 that we're projecting. And so we're going into a strong economy. Consumer confidence is up. And I think in that, what we really love to underscore in the Outlook report, particularly as it comes to products, is that in 9 out of 10 interior design programs and projects, the interior designer is specifying the materials that go into those spaces. And so if the folks who follow you are looking to connect with interior designers, they should really keep that on the forefront of their thinking, because interior designers are going to be the ones specifying that product.
Okay, very interesting. Now, if somebody wants to see this report, is it available somewhere where they can access it?
It absolutely is available on the ASID website. You just go to www.asid.org. Mm-hmm. It should be front and center on the homepage. And an executive summary is available, and then the actual product is available for purchase. We also would love for folks to connect with us and let us know if there's information that we're not covering that would be useful. ASID is very committed to industry research, and we want to make sure it's the best and most useful content that we can have out there. So please feel free to drop us a note and let us know that if there's information that would be more helpful to helping us all move this sector forward.
Okay, great, Randy. Well, it's good to meet you, talk to you, and shine the light on this Outlook report. Again, been talking to Randy Fizer, who is the CEO with American Society of Interior Designers, and you've been listening to Kempar and Floridelli.net.